Moses was an example of genuine humility. April 19. If thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. After the children of Israel had listened at Sinai to the giving of the Ten Commandments, they fell into idolatry, and the Lord was angry with them. He said to Moses, "Let me alone, that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation." But no, the man who had learned to seek after the lost sheep in the wilderness, who had endured cold and storm rather than leave one sheep to perish, could not give up the people placed in his care. He pleaded with God not to give them up, but to forgive their transgression. Moses declared, "If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence." He no longer had any confidence in himself. His watchword was, "The God of Israel is my strength and my leader." He received no adoration as did the kings of other nations. Repeatedly he told the children of Israel that he was only what the God of Israel had made him. In all the battles in which they obtained the victory, he told them that they were not to claim the honor, for it was the God of Israel who gained the victory in their behalf. When the Lord told Moses, "My presence shall go with thee," we might think that this mighty man of God would have been satisfied. But he was not. He still urged his petition. He said, "I beseech thee, show me thy glory." Was Moses rebuked for his presumption? He, God, took that mighty man of faith, and put him into a cleft in the rock, and there revealed to him his glory. When Moses returned to the people, they could not look upon his countenance, for he had been talking with God, and his face reflected the glory of God, which had been revealed to him. The skin of his face shone. When talking with the people, he was obliged to cover his face with a veil. Not the pompous, boastful, unbelieving person, but the humble, faithful one is mighty in the sight of God. In order that he may answer their prayers, the Lord desires his people to obtain an individual experience. The nearer they come to Jesus Christ, the closer their view of his loveliness and life, the more humble will be their opinion of themselves. The lower their estimate of self, the more distinct will be their views of the glory and majesty of God. When individuals claim that they are sanctified and holy, no clearer evidence is needed to show that they are not holy.